Good day. This is your host, Wandering Saunders, and you're listening to the Nostalgia Blend. What's up, you guys? It is St. Patrick's Day. So when you guys get this, it is St. Patrick's Day. Look at this, guys. I am wearing my St. Patrick's Day stuff. Guess me, I'm Irish. Of course, we've got the white and green. So not a lot of people know this, but of course, not a lot of people know me. I'm one of those. I love St. Patrick's Day, besides Christmas. My family's background is that my ancestors came from Ireland, came here to the United States. So, of course, I can wear both green and orange. If you want to know what that is, you guys are going to have to go ahead and look up what the colors are for Ireland and who wore those colors. I will tell you that now. So, a little history of Ireland here is that, let me pop up my thing here. There we go. So, yeah, St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day was originally celebrated in Ireland with religious services and feasts in honor of St. Patrick, one of the Ireland's patron saints. When Irish immigrants brought St. Patrick's Day traditions to the United States, the day evolved into a secular celebration of the Irish culture. Did you know that St. Patrick actually had a stick that he called the shillelagh? He used that to whack the snakes out of Ireland. Yeah, if you want to look that up, you can actually find that. So, of course, we have the leprechauns, the Irish flag, which is the green, the white, and the orange. And, of course, you've got the three-leaf clover. But, yeah, besides that, you've also got the tradition of the corned beef and cabbage with the carrots and potatoes. A little knowledge known is that it actually came from England when England took over Ireland. And when it started becoming outlawed, so the only way for the English to get through beef was because it was salted. It became that, a corned beef. And, of course, during the time frame in Ireland, they had nothing called potato famine. So that's how come they had a corned, they had the cabbage with the carrots. Of course, when they got here to the United States, it was a little different and stuff, and it was brought here. So it not truly an Irish type food, but it became that. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and read to you a little history of that. So just give me 1 second here, guys. Could try to cut this quickly and short as I can because it's not too long. So, all right, they also have a thing called the Irish sort of bread and the Irish stew, which of course was the lamb. So yeah, that's one of the things. Of course, you've got the beer. Please, you guys, if you're going to be drinking beer, of course, the Guinness. Please be careful. Don't drink and drive. And what's a good way is using a crock, not a crock pot, but it's kind of like a steam pot, steamer, almost. You're going to want to use that. You can either use beer or you can use actually. It's a dessert wine that it comes out really good. My mom and I tried it a couple years ago. So yeah. So 2,000 years is when the thing started. So when it started, it was. Let me go back to the one here. Let me go back to the one that I had earlier. Here we go. So it started on in the 12th century. Yeah, 12th century when the British conquered Ireland and put them under the English rule when the cows began to be raised for food. And then, of course, they had the Cattle Act from 1663 to 1667. And that's, of course, everything. Then when they came here to the United States, that's when everything changed. So, yeah. So, like I said, please, you guys, when you celebrate, make sure you celebrate wisely. Also, there's a few movies if you get a chance to see. Phineas Rainbow. Let me pop it up here because I just had it earlier. Let's see here. Phineas Rainbow, which had Fred Astaire in it. Here we go. I gotta relook it up here. Get Luck of the Irish. It's one Disney movie. Oh, if you look on YouTube, you also got Leaping Leprechaun. We have there's a bunch of stuff you can actually look up. Pop up here. A comedy. There's a lot of different ones that they have. Of course, Disney doesn't have very many St. Patrick's Day type stuff. So it's sad. Shoot. Gil in the Little People. So that's what the movie is called. It has Sean Connery in it. It came out in 1959. That's a good one too, so. But before I close it out, guys, go ahead and do if you want to just subscribe, follow, or do whatever. This is going to be both on my TikTok, on my YouTube page, and of course, on my podcast. So have a great St. Patrick's Day, you guys. Be safe. And once again, this is the Nostalgic Blend. I am your host, Wandering Saunders. Have a great day and enjoy.